Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 212, mitzvah Resh Yud Beis, as we start a new section, a new stage in our Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, and that is Parshas Kedoshim. We start off the first of 51 mitzvot, mitzvah Nun Aleph. As you see, the Chinuch starts off by saying this Parshas Kedoshim has 13 mitzvot aseh and 38 mitzvot lo aseh. So we'll be on this this parsha for quite a while. But as I mentioned yesterday, we're moving up because Achremos had 28 and Kedoshim has 51 and then Emor has 63. So Vayikra, as you know, is jam packed, the most mitzvot out of any one of the svarim of the Torah we have here in Sefer Vayikra. Okay, so we start off Vayidar Hashem Moshe Lemor. The parsha starts off with the famous words of Daber Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael V'Amarta Aleihem Kedoshim to you. Be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. So what's fascinating is that that is not counted as a separate mitzvah se daraisa. The famous words of the Ramban, what Kedosha teaches me, we have to be holy. The Ramban discusses Novel Bereshis HaTorah. We have to go above and beyond. We can't just do what's mutter, because sometimes we could do what's mutter and it's not, won't make us holy. We have to take away and have some gates even within what is mutter. The Ramban's, again, famous phrase of Novel Bereshis HaTorah. Somebody can be disgusting with the license of the Torah if they just follow the letter of the law. Kedoshim to you. But that is not a separate mitzvah say to Araisa. That is a general statement that is not counted as a mitzvah. The first mitzvah is in the third pasuk of the Parsha that we'll get to in a second. Just two words of introduction, though, to all the mitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik points out, and others as well, that out of these 51 mitzvahs, they are totally interspersed with Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Just look at the next couple of mitzvahs. We talk about Yiras Av'aim today. The next mitzvah is Avodah Zarah. The next two, then we have the Isser of eating Nosar, which is all Ben Adam L'Makom. Then we have the mitzvah of leaving the corner of your field over, the mitzvah of Peah. We get a couple of those, and then we get we have Gene. Then we have, right, it's back and forth, a lot of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, but also interspersed with Ben Adam L'Makom. Rav Soloveitchik said, because remember, it's a package deal, Kedoshim, where it's jam-packed with mitzvos, we have both. As Rashi quotes in Parshas Kisisa, it's Luchas, where it says Luchos Ha'edus, it's spelled without the Vav, teaches Luchas, it's as if it's one. As if it's one, meaning both Luchos, the right side, which are the Ben Adam L'Makoms, and the left side, which are the Ben Adam L'Chaveros, really it has to be viewed as one unit. And just to remind our listeners of the thought that we've quoted various times, and that's the thought from Rav Huttner on the end of Parshas Mishpatim, where Rav Huttner points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Torah describes Matan Torah, take two, the second version of Matan Torah, Perachav Dalet in Shmos, it describes that Moshe Rabbeinu shechs an animal, and he takes half of the blood and sprinkles half of the blood on the Am and half of the blood on the Mizbeach. And Rashi there quotes, who split the blood in half? A malach came down and split the blood in half. Ask Rav Huttner, you need a malach to split the blood in half? When Moshe Rabbeinu could have done it himself. You need a malach. It doesn't say in the Torah he split it. It just says he took half the dam. It doesn't say where he got half the dam from. So the Medrash says, Bab malach? Says Rav Huttner, what is the symbol of the two halves of the blood at Har Sinai? Half sprinkled on the Am, that's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Half sprinkled on the Mizbech, that's Ben Adam L'Makom. Lest anyone in history say that one is more important than the other, as long as you only do one more than the other, a Malach came down and split the Dam exactly equal, because it's exactly the same. It's a package deal, Ben Adam L'Makom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and that is Parshas Kedoshim, where we have both parts of it. Point number one. Point number two, and then we'll get into this specific mitzvah, and that is the Svarno. Svarno starts off beautifully in this Parsha, and this is a Svarno that we'll come back to the next couple of days. The Svarno says we have to look at Parshas Kedoshim in the context. There was Har Sinai, and at Har Sinai we got Hashruas Hashchina. Acha Shehishra Shechinaso B'Yisrael L'Kachem L'Chai Olam. And Hashem gave us the Tzivui. V'atem Tiyuli Mamachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Ani Hashem Amal Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt to be to me for a proper righteous people. What's the first thing God has to tell us to do? Sur Meira. All of Sefer Vayikra so far basically says the Sfarna has been Sur Meira. It's all about Tum and Tara to stay away from. It's all been about Macholos, the Parsha Shmini, was all of Hilchos Kashrus. Tumas Nida, Tumas Tzara'as, Tumas Zava, Tumas Chata'im. All the Karbanos are really related to Chet. Or if you even want to say it like the Rambam Shita, the Rambam quoted back in Sefer Vayikra, that karbanos are part of what Hashem needed to give us to wean us away from Avodah Zarah. Because we knew we had this urge to give karbanos, and Hashem didn't want us to give it to Avodah Zarah, so he gave us karbanos to wean us away. The Ramban didn't like that, if you remember we discussed that back then. But either way, says the Svarno, the entire Sefer Vayikra up till now can be looked at as a Isur Meira. Get rid of Tumah, get rid of Chataim, and what we just speak about the past 25 mitzvahs, Arayos, all the negatives, all what we should stay away from. So all of a sudden now, Atah, now it's time for the Aseh Tov. Parshas Kedoshim steps into front and center. Shakavana b'chol eila ha'asharos hi sheyu kedoshim. All this surmei ras to get to the level that you become holy. V'zeh kidei sheyidamu liyotzram kefi ha'efshar. Because the ultimate goal is to be like God, like our parsha starts off. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's what life's about. Being like God. Nasa adam b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu. And therefore, ula hasig zeh ha'hidamus ba'er, and because, how do we get there? So these specifics that I'm going to talk about in this parsha. Says the Svarno, what we're doing now in Parshas Kedoshim, and he's going to go through each one, and we'll mention it, is how each of the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim is parallel to one of the Aseres Adibros. Because now we're going back to the Kedoshim part of it. So he starts off, says the Svarno, with the first Luach. The Mitzvah Saksuas B'Luach HaRishon. And he goes backwards, because you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he's going to go into 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Explain it. Like the Gemara sometimes says, Hahu desalik mine chavivale. You start off with the last thing that you were just talking about. So what was the last one of the Dibros in column number 1, meaning Dibra number 5? That was Kibbutz Avim. So now we're having a mitzvah that's connected to that. And then we're going to go back, Avodah Zarah, we're going to go backwards the first few mitzvos in Parshas Kedoshim, as we will see. But that is a perfect lead-in to our first mitzvah that we have here, mitzvah resh yud beis, mitzvahs yiras avim, the mitzvah of fearing or having my parents in awe, lira meha avos. What's clear is that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, the famous mitzvah is kibud avim. That's in Aseres Adibros, honoring parents. But here the mitzvah is lira, to fear parents, not fear in the not lav dafka, not only fear in the sense of they could punish me when I'm younger, but fear in the awesome nature. We say the awesome days, the awe-inspiring. That's what here lira means. Klomar she yisnaheg adam imimova aviv hanahanhaga she adam noik imisha yira mimenu. We have to behave with our parents in a way that anybody behaves in front of someone who they are fearful from. Shene'emar ish imova aviv tirau. As the Pasuk says right here, ish imova aviv tirau. The Rambam, when he quotes this mitzvah, adds in, like a king, like a melech. Just like we have fear of a melech, so too, that's how we have to treat our parents. V'lashon sifra, and the sifra tells us, he's about to quote it, but I'm going to go back to the Gemara, because the Gemara has an even more expanded edition than the sifra has. And that is, what's the difference between kavod and mora? What's the difference between kibud av aim and mora av aim? So pashtus is what I do for them and what I don't do that would be bad for them. Kum va'aseis are the kibud, and sheval taseh is the mora. For example, says the Gemara, lamed aleph am beis in kedushin, tan rabbanan, ezehu mora ve'ezehu kibud. Right, what is mora av aim? What's kibud av aim? This is the less known ones. We have to spend more time on it. Mora lo omed bimkomo. I can't stand in my father's place. Rashi says, if my father has a special place to sit in public, bimakam yuchad lo aviv, la amod sham. Let's say his seat, it could be a seat at home, it could be his seat in shul. If he has a special standard that he uses, lo omed bimkomo, velo yoshi bimkomo, and not to sit in his place. And not to contradict him. The lo machrio. What is machrio? If my father and somebody else are having an argument, I'm going to say, I think so and so is right against my father in public. So that is also, those are all mora. What do all those have in common? I can't do something because it'll be a lack of mora for my father. Kibud. What's kibud? That's the opposite. Ma'achilo. Umashke, like we always say to our kids, don't you know if kibud av aim, when they're not listening, it's really mora av aim there. They're not listening to us. So kibud, says the Gemara, machil mashke, to feed, to give, to drink, malbishu machase, to clothe, machrusu mosi, to help around. I mentioned back in Parshas Yisro, it's interesting that kibud avim, we usually think of kibud avim as only for little kids. When they're living in their parents' house, they have kibud avim. But really, what are the examples the Gemara gives for kibud avim? It's examples that we have to give to our parents when they're elderly and they can't, we're talking about feeding them and giving them to drink and clothing them. That's not when the kid is 8 years old. This is when the kid is 65 years old and the parents are 85 and they have to take care of their parents. That's kibud avim. That's the examples that the Gemara gives. But that on the surface, again, there's a lot of lumbus behind it, but that on the surface is the difference between kavod and mora. What is done and what is prevented from being done. So that is the kavod and mora. Good. Misharshe ha-mitzvah. It's just one ha'ara that I saw the Mitzvah Samalach points out. By parents, kavod and mora are counted as two separate mitzvahs. When it comes to a Talmud Chacham, we'll get to that mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. Kavod and Mora Talmud Chacham are both items mentioned in the Gemara, but it's all counted as one mitzvah. Ez Hashem Alakecha Tiro, L'Rabos Talmudi Chachamim. So that's a good question in Lamdis. Why is that? Why by Kibud Avim does Kavod and Mora come out as two separate mitzvahs? While by Kavod Umora Talmud Chacham is one mitzvah, and Kavod and Mora of a parent, it is two different mitzvahs. Okay. Viter. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, says the chinuch. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, kasafti be-mitzvah's kibud ha-avos, be-parshas v'yismei Yisro. Remember what I wrote back in Parshas Yisro for, related to this mitzvah. What did I write in Parshas Yisro? So if you remember then, there were two words. Two words. Hakaras ha-tov. Right, that is the chinuch says, kibud ha-avim is about hakaras ha-tov, but not only hakaras ha-tov to parents, if you remember the chinuch discussed back there in, I think it was Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Chinuch said there, having Hakaras HaTov for our parents would lead us to Hakaras HaTov for our ultimate parent, and that is Avinu Malkeinu. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakaras HaTov, yes, but that will lead to Hakaras HaTov for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we also mentioned then the beautiful thought of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler in the fifth Chaluk of Michtam Elio notes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world without the parent-child structure. Right? He could have created everybody like Adam Arishon. Adam didn't have any parents. He could have created the world like that, that everybody just comes from the ground. They grow like a tree. But he didn't. He dafka created parent-child structure. Why? In order to give us an inkling into what he does for us. If we witness what a parent does for a child, and the mesiras nefesh that a parent has for a child, we can at least start to fathom what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. If we didn't have any model of one being giving their whole mahus, and just being native to another being, we would not have no asaga what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the parent model so that we can at least start to understand what it means that he gives everything to us. Rav Akiva Shagain Ha'avos Heim Kamo Sefer Torah Chai Asher Bo Lo Meir Adam Es Maaseh Hashem. Right, that's what he says. And that's it's on page 421, by the way, in the fifth chalak of Mitzvah Elio. But that also is the same as the Sefer HaChinuch in terms of message of Hakaras HaTov leading to Hakaras HaTov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we continue now. Midinei HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Masha Amru, Zichron Mavacha, Adhechan Marasa Va'em Shafilu Hikov, Yarku B'fanav Lo Yechalim Osan. The Gemara gives extreme examples that even if a parent embarrasses a child, a child has to control themselves. Even so, the parent, the Gemara warns, a parent should not do something to put a child in a situation where it would be hard for them to control themselves. That's why a parent shouldn't hit their old child. The Gemara gives an example, just to put it in our day and age terms. If a father gives an example where the father takes the cell phone, the BlackBerry of the kid, and smashes it on the floor for no reason, just to test him, so to speak. So Gemara says you can't do that. It's lifnei iver. Maybe you can't do that. But that's, even though it's lifnei iver mitzad the father, but mitzad the child has to, right? Right, say, no, he has to control himself, even in these extreme situations. It's a big discussion, again, on many, many interesting halachic topics that we could mention. Just to mention one, Kibud Avaim in terms of Mora. So one of the halachas of Mora, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Mem, that's where the halachas of Kibud Avaim are. So the halacha is, this is added on to what the Shulchan Aruch says, V'lo yikre'en, what the Gemara has said, V'lo yikre'enu bishmo. Can't call your father by his name. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Beis, right, hi, you know, if his name is David, hi David. Can't call your father by their name. Right, lo b'chayav v'lo b'moso. Even after a father dies, you can't call him by his name. Ella Omer Abamari. Avi Mori. See, Avi Mori, that's it. Hayashem Aviv Kishem Acherim. What if your father's name is like others? Let's say I have a friend David in my house and my father's name is David. Mishaneshmam Emushem Shu Peli. If it's not a common name, I don't know what's not a common name. Zvulin, not such a common name. Let's say. There are people who have their name Zvulin, that's true. But that's such a, it's not like David or Moshe. Does he have an uncommon name? And your parent has that same name. So the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not allowed to call my friend that name in my father's presence. Because that's what we mentioned in the past. That's why Rabba Bar Nachmeni gave Abaya another name. Because Abaya's real name was Nachmeni, according to one version. Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. Rabba Bar Nachmeni's was, his father's name was Nachmeni. He didn't want to call Abaya by his father's name. So he nicknamed him Abaya. Gave Abaya, right? Was based on the Pasuk. In the Haftorah, Asher, I think it's last week's parasha. Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. That's what Abaya stands for. Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Abaya was an orphan, and Kadosh Baruch Hu Rechmanis on the Yisomim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. You can't call his father by his name. Ask the Achronim on the bottom. You see, sometimes. Well, first of all, the Rambam signs his letters Moshe Ben Maimon. How does he write his father's name? The Rush says. The Tur quotes his father. The Rush. He's supposed to say Asher. He quotes his father by name. You find other, Reb Shlomo ben Yitzchak, you find Rashi still signing his name in various places. So, the Reb Kivega right there, Kashali, in Brachas, it says, Maisa ba'aba chalafta, right, you find, so the Pisachei Tshuva there says, V'nir Ali, right there, the beginning of Reish Mem, Pisachei Tshuva says, let's say somebody asks you, who's your father? Are you so-and-so's son? Are you allowed to say your father's name there if they ask you? Then you're allowed to, because you're not saying it by calling. Im'acheyim sho'olen mimenu ben mi ata, mutter lomar klohem ben Rebbe Ploni ani. Varaya Mimashakasa Vamarshal. Because the Rush always quotes his Rebbe the Maharam Bishmo. Why? Because he had to say who he was quoting. And the Torah quotes the Rush Vachulu. Lamaisa, what the Pisachei Tshuva goes on to say, and that is, if we quote our father Bederach Kavod, even by his name, then we would be allowed to quote it. Like the Torah quotes his father the Rush, he doesn't just say Asher. He says Rush, which first of all means the Rosh, the head. But also, the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher. If I give my father a title, so then it's okay if I call him with a title. There are different minhagim about what is done if you're a gabbai and you're calling your father up for an aliyah. Do you say, just say Avi, some gabbai only just say Avi Mori. Avi Mori. That's it. Yamod Avi Mori, Shlishi. Others, like Armeka, once you say Avi Mori, that already is the title, like Rav, and then you're allowed to say his name. So there are different minhagim, but again, as long as it's in the proper context, that is okay. Good. The question, so Kamosi Shalal Rav, they had a big discussion. How did the Shvatim in Parshas Vayechi say, Shema Yisrael? They're calling their father by his name. Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael was their name. Right? So it must be, they call them Derek Kavod, like Rabbeinu, but they didn't say that in the text. Okay. But the other answer given is that no, Yaakov was his real name. Yisroel was the nickname that showed his godless. So that's why they were like praising him by saying Yisroel. That wasn't his real name. Another answer. Other answers given here, but that is, you can look, feel free, in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav right here. Interesting question that he quotes from the Ben Ishchai in Shuvas Torah Lashma. That's his Shuvas. There was a man whose mother's name was Mazel Tov. That was his mother's name, Mazal Tov. So is he allowed when there's a simcha in the family, what does he tell his mother? Right, Mazal Tov, are you allowed to say that? So he paskins Lakula here, because everybody knows why is he saying it. Okay, either way, that is that. Another, again, there's tons here. We'll do what we can. Next paragraph. Ya'afilu zechronim levracha, amr zechronim levracha, b'chomer mitzvah zu. The importance of this mitzvah. Sha'afilu nitrifa das ha'ava ha'aim. Shishtadol ha'ben linhogimam der kavod. Even after, achman al-aslan, the parents go senile. The parents cannot focus. This is still a mitzvah. Even if the parents don't know who the children are. This isn't about appreciating the children. right? No matter what. If they're totally unable to live at home, let's say nishtate, one could leave them. Huge topic in terms of putting parents in a home rather than having them at one's own home. Again, there is no rule or regulation. Every case is different. Every case is unique. What's covered? Where can they get the best attention, the most proper attention? No psak given. Just every case has to be dealt with individually. A mamzer is chayiv in these mitzvahs too. A mamzer is his father's son. So a mamzer, and by the way, the mitzvah applies to men and children, boys and girls. But a mamzer is chayiv bekavod avos umoraam. The big shaila on this is quoted from the Rambam. The big shaila on this, or let me backtrack for a second. There is a major machlokas rishonim. If a father is not osa maisa amcha. This is pointed out by the Minchas Chinuch in Os Beis. He quotes this machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. Is there a mitzvah of kibud of aim or mora of aim if my parents are not shomri Torah mitzvahs? Not shomri Torah mitzvahs, especially if they're Rishayim Gemurim. Is there a mitzvah if they're Rishayim Gemurim? Machlokas. The Rambam says yes, there is. And their Tur says, no, there isn't. Major machlokas. So all different gemaras try to be brought as raya. So just one I saw fascinating. Yesterday, last week's parsha. I saw also in the Kamosi Shal Rav, they discuss. Lavan's idols are stolen by Rachel. Rachel steals the idols. And she's punished for it eventually. What do you mean? Lavan was not, isn't that a right to the Rambam? It's a right to the Rambam. That even if your father is not Osa Maisa Amcha. Right? So then you still have a chiyav. Because you see, Rachel is punished. Right, so it's a discussion here. How do you get out of that? How do you get out of that raya? But this is the discussion based on the fact that your mamzer is chayav b'kavod avos umoraam. Pashas, that's like the Rambam. The Torah would have to say, oh, it's a mamzer whose father did tshuva, and therefore he feels really bad about it. But he did tshuva, and now he's a shomer Torah umitzvahs. Okay. Continuing. So, even though there are some other mitzvahs that a mamzer is pater in, but this one he is chayiv in. And Chazal learn out also from our pasuk right here. What does the pasuk say? Ishimov of Iftiro, Veshapsosai Tishmoru. So, what do we learn out from there? The famous halacha, if a parent tells a child to do an aveira, they do not have to listen to the parent in that case, because that's the connection between Mora Avaim and Shabbos. Shem Yitzavu Ha'avos La'avor Al Divrei Torah Afilu Al Mitzvah D'Rabbanan Sheit Shom Alehem. Even if it's just a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, still the parent is not allowed to say that. But obviously the child is not allowed to listen to the parent. Right? Why Dafka do we pick Shabbos to relate this to? Look at the Klei Yakar. We've also mentioned many times the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here about another idea behind the connection between Shabbos and Kibbut of Aim. Feel free to look at it. It's right here. But finishing up, this mitzvah applies to both men and women always. If somebody's mekel and does not give the proper yira to the parent, if I sit in my father's chair, if I interrupt my father, right, this is also the mitzvah of, even if my father says something, like, I think my father's wrong, I'm not allowed to say, that's wrong. I always have to say, doesn't it say, didn't you teach, it's always got to be in a certain way that's not totally contradicting a father. Right, it has to be, or a mother. Same thing applies. I'm just talking about father, but it's also a mother. Right, if I don't do it, I'm a vatal the mitzvah. El imkein asa midasa avu mechilaso, unless the father was mochel. Sha'av shemachla kvoda kvoda machla. Father is allowed to be mochel. But the Minchas Chinuch does point out, in the last os, in os vav, a father can be mochel on his kavod, but he can't be mochel on being totally embarrassed. That's the chilek between kavod and sar and bizayon. Being disgraced, that's not allowed to be done. A father's not allowed to be mochel on that. He quotes it from Iran. In the footnotes, they point out the Iran doesn't say it. It is a Turei Evan. The Shagasari in Megillah says it. But that is an important ha'ara that a father might not be able to be mochel on everything, not on Bizayin. Again, there's a lot more here in terms of arguing with one's father. How is one allowed to present another opinion? Right? Sometimes the Turei might argue on the Rosh. Right, v'chulu. So how is that possible? Either way, that's all in Torah, and always one has to remember the idea behind this mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Reish Yud-Beis. As Baruch Hashem, we have a haschala in Kedoshim. 50 mitzvahs left to Parshas Kedoshim.